News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Big story breaking out of the United States last night.
That investigation has revealed a broad underground criminal network responsible for distributing large quantities of ketamine to Mr. Perry and others. This network included a live-in assistant, various go-betweens, two medical doctors, and a major source of drug supply known as, quote, the ketamine queen. These defendants took advantage of Mr. Perry's addiction issues to enrich themselves. They knew what they were doing was wrong. They knew what they were doing was risking great danger to Mr. Perry, but they did it anyways.
That was Martin Estrada, U.S. Attorney for the Central District of California, speaking at a press conference yesterday on the five people arrested and charged over the death of Friends actor Matthew Perry. I've been speaking with Harriet Alexander, Senior Features Reporter for The Times, and started by asking her to explain a little more about those arrests.
So these arrests, it's part of a long-running investigation into how Matthew Perry died, and in particular, how he obtained the drugs which were in his system when he died. If you remember, he was found floating in the swimming pool of his house in Los Angeles in October 2023. So what's interesting is that five people have now been charged. Two of them are actually doctors, which is quite remarkable. One of them is his personal assistant, and they are accused of being part of a ketamine distribution network, which enabled Perry to get hold of these drugs.
What do we know about that network and the availability to somebody like Matthew Perry, who, as we know, had drug problems throughout his career?
Right. So, I mean, this is part of the whole thing is quite interesting because ketamine is a drug which is actually used to treat depression in certain circumstances. And Perry had a lot of problems with depression as well as a lot of substance abuse. So he was actually obtaining this through his personal assistant, someone called Kenneth Iwamasa. And he wasn't trained as a doctor at all. He was Perry's assistant, but he was actually injecting Perry with the drug, which he got through a sort of network of people, including a street level dealer and a doctor based in San Diego, who actually ran a clinic which was treating people with ketamine therapy.
Unlike what happens in this jurisdiction, we've been getting a lot of information from the US attorney about this investigation long before anyone's appeared in court.
Yes, absolutely. The prosecutors in LA, they have just given a press conference where they were talking about this. And some of the details are really actually quite upsetting, Jonathan. One of the doctors texts another doctor to find out how much they could possibly charge Matthew Perry for having this drug. And the doctor says, and this is a direct quote, "I wonder how much this moron will pay." And the prosecutors say that this network of people, they obviously knew that Matthew Perry was an incredibly wealthy man. They knew that he had battled drug addictions. And essentially, they were out to try and take him for as much money as they possibly could.
This story, of course, dominated the headlines when it happened. Matthew Perry was a much loved actor. His death certainly threw up questions. Not sure anyone saw it going in this direction, Harriet.
No. And actually the immediate, I mean, I think when he died, it was such a huge shock and people immediately thought drug overdose. But actually it turned out that he had been sober for well over a year, that he was really said to be in a good place. We're learning from this indictment that he had very shortly before started taking ketamine again. But overall, he was seen to be fairly, you know, in a good place in his life. What is interesting is that there was actually no alcohol or drugs found in his system. But the interesting thing about ketamine is that, well, there were small quantities, rather. It wasn't a massive overdose like we initially expected. But ketamine, what it will do is it will slow your heart rate and it can slow your breathing. And he was in a swimming pool. So being in the water in that combination of having the small, even the small doses of ketamine was very dangerous. And that's ultimately why he drowned. It was a combination of his emphysema, his breathing problems, and the drugs.
These are arrests and charge at this stage. There will be a criminal trial, and probably, I know criminal trials in America, normally televised, every moment scrutinised by the public as well as a potential jury. But when this does come to trial, we can expect quite the media circus.
Yes, absolutely. So three of these five people have actually already pleaded guilty, but two of them are due to appear before a judge. And one of them, she is known as the Ketamine Queen of North Hollywood. She's somebody that they had been tracking for some time. Her name is Jasvine Sanger. The other one is Dr. Salvador Plasencia. He's known as Dr. P of Santa Monica. So these were two people whose names were quite high profile within that community. Those are the ones who are going to be arraigned later today in the US, brought before a judge. And certainly, if they don't take plea deals, there'll be a very interesting trial.
Harriet Alexander, Senior Features Reporter with
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.